Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding.
I'm a pretty little girl now. I'm a pretty fucking whore now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I fuck you?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you stuck at.
Freaks, it's Tuesday, December 22nd, 2009. Coming up on the program today, criminal butt sniffers, plus accidental child touching, and fucking loud and proud, even if it means jail time. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's a holiday-themed one. Oh yes, Santa Claus is in it. Gather the kids around your computer speakers or MP3 player. They're gonna wanna hear this. If you're new to the program, don't do that. I was just kidding. That would be a very bad parenting move to let your child listen to a Sextastic Tuesday story. Unless, of course, you want your babies taken from you, from Child Protective Services. Where are my babies? Where are my babies?
Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies?
Yes, did want to mention real quick, I've got an extended program for Sideshow Freaks today, and during that portion of the show, I'll be giving away a few little prezzies. Don't get your hopes up. It's nothing that great. So look forward to that. Now let's get into today's story. I'm very excited because I was looking long and hard for a Christmas-themed story that would be good for Sextastic Tuesday, and I think I found one. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
It was the night before Christmas, and in Santa's workshop, hundreds of elves were working furiously, making toys for the children of the world. Santa was sitting in the center of the workshop on his ornate chair that looked more like a throne as he watched the elves work. His hand was under his thick red tunic, gently jerking off his rigid cock as he thought glumly about the work involved in delivering the gifts all over the world. His pre-cum was glistening like a lit Christmas tree. Alright, that line's not in the story, but it really should be. One of the female elves... you gonna get raped. One of the female elves was walking past Santa's chair carrying a finished wooden train, because that's really what kids are asking for these days. Fucking wooden trains. Kids really are stupid and will believe anything. Every time they see Santa's workshop on television or in a book or something, the elves are using their little wooden mallets to bang out trains or dollies or whatever. Meanwhile, what do kids ask Santa Claus for? Video games! How the hell is Santa producing Electronic Arts games? It's bootleg shit, if anything. Santa is peddling hot merchandise. If I was EA, I'd be contacting my lawyers. Sue his ass. Anywho, back to the story. One of the female elves was walking past Santa's chair carrying a finished wooden train when he suddenly bent forward and grabbed her red and green dress just behind her neck. A full-grown elf stood about 3 feet tall and looked more like a 6 or 7 year old child than an adult. And Santa had no trouble in lifting her off her feet with one hand. Her dress rode up her body, exposing her little white panties that Santa ripped from her body with the other hand. She cried out as Santa lifted her high and dropped her bald cunt onto his mouth. Merry Christmas.
No! Please don't!
The little elf cried as she felt Santa's tongue lap at her sex and push its way past her cunt lips and far up her hole. This is the man you're letting slide down your chimney. I'd be concerned. Why isn't Dateline doing an investigation on this creep?
What you up to today?
Oh, you scared me.
What's going on?
I'm delivering presents to little good girls and boys.
Was that your plan?
Yes, of course. I do this every year. What's the problem here?
I have the transcript. That's what the problem is.
Oh, f*** me.
So you want this old guy doing you in your house, on your bed, or wherever?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? I could be your grandpa. Are you sexy naked?
Yes, I ever have that.
Well, if I show up and you're already naked waiting for me on your bed, then it might be hard to be just a friend.
Okay, yes, you caught me, all right.
Maybe you will bleed a lot for the first time.
I made a mistake.
Sometimes people just do anal sex first.
Oh, okay.
Can I rape you anally?
All right. Who are you?
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Jesus Christ, you know you're ruining my f***ing life here. My life is f***ing ruined. I should have known something was up. Who leaves iced tea out for Santa Claus?
All right, back to the story here. They're always leaving out pictures of iced tea and cookies. All right, yes. The little elf's legs were wriggling frantically on either side of his head as his tongue pushed his saliva into her slit to lube her up. But her puny strength was no match for Santa, and of course, the magic that all elves possess would not work on Santa Claus. His thick spit dripped out of her front hole as he again lifted her in the air with one hand, while his other hand pulled the front of his red tunic up to his waist. His throbbing cock sprang free, and the little elf screamed as she looked down at the enormous fuck rod. Measuring 9 inches long and 2.5 inches in diameter with a purple bulbous head that was leaking pre-cum, it was far bigger than anything that an elf's cunt was designed to accommodate.
Please don't, Santa, the little elf pleaded. It's too big! I won't be able to take it!
Demonic Santa. Oh, you'll take it all right! Santa growled with a sadistic grin on his face.
You'll take every last inch of it. Oh!
Just to prolong her terror, Santa's a monster, he turned to her so that her back was towards him and lowered her body very slowly until the tip of his prick was resting on her lubricated outer lips. He released his grip slightly, and gravity forced his shaft about 3 inches into the elf's hole, causing her to scream again as the pain of having her sex stretched so wide lanced through her body. Santa's huge hands now rested on her shoulders, and as the tears rolled down her little cheeks, he violently pushed down and drove the entire length of his cock up her cunt. Fresh screams of agony were torn from her throat, and she clenched her fist so tight that her nails cut into the tender flesh of her palms and the blood dripped from her fingers. The agony between her legs. That's a great line. The agony between her legs. The agony between her legs was so intense that she didn't even notice the blood on her hands as Santa gripped her hips and bounced her up and down on his cock.
Oh, fuck, that's good, Santa groaned. You're so tight.
He reached around and laughed as the elf jumped when his fingers made contact with her clit. Even with the pain radiating from her cunt, the little elf's body responded to Santa's experienced fingers as he teased and rubbed at her sensitive bud. He was suddenly very conscious of the silence around him, and he looked over the girl's shoulder to see all of the other elves watching the action. Some of the female elves had nervously backed away in case Santa wanted to rape them next, whilst most of the male elves had their cocks in their hands and were jacking themselves off as they watched the girl's fuckhole being stretched impossibly wide.
Get back to work, you little bastards! Santa shouted. Haven't you ever seen an elf being fucked before?
As the elves reluctantly turned back to their work, Santa resumed his assault on the girl's clit. Meanwhile, Mrs. Claus was pleased with the amount of elves that she had under her command, and she used them as her slaves. All elves were sworn to serve Santa and Mrs. Claus for life, and had to do whatever was asked of them. Their cocks, however, were no match for Mrs. Claus' slack cunt, but their little fists were just right. She was on her hands and knees on the sofa, with one of the elves standing behind her. Her dress was pulled up to her waist, and the elf's fist was all the way upper cunt to the elbow. He sawed his arm in and out as fast as he could, while another little elf jumped onto the sofa and lowered his mouth onto the woman's brown shithole.
Oh, yeah, that's better,
Mrs. Claus gasped.
Make me come, you little bastards! You make me cream soon, or I'll rip your fucking little cocks off and use them for a dildo!
Oh, wow. The elf that was deep in her cunt fisted her faster, even though the muscles in his shoulder screamed in protest and his face was bathed in sweat. The other elf drove one and then two fingers up the woman's stinking asshole.
Fuck, I'm nearly there,
she cried, just before her body began to shudder in orgasm. Her thick cunt cream sprayed out of her front hole. So, the author likes to use that term, front hole, soaking the little elf's tunic and her shitter clenched tightly around the other elf's fingers. As she recovered, both elves pulled out, and the first one massaged his shoulder and moved it around with a circular motion to try and relieve some of the pain. Mrs. Claus collapsed face down on the sofa, breathing heavily. Her cunt was open, and the area between her legs was saturated with her juices. Tiptoeing quietly, the two elves made their way towards the door, but her loud voice stopped them in their tracks.
Where the fuck do you think you two are going? I'm not finished yet. I need some cock. Get Stan and Ollie up here.
It's amazing with all the sex going on that any toys are produced. Now back to Santa. Santa lifted the girl elf off his cock. She was very tight, and he didn't want to come just yet. The elf was nearly unconscious, and her head lolled from side to side as he turned her around to face him. Her cunt was wide open, and her swollen outer lips were almost pressed into her thighs. He dropped her back onto his cock, and she gave out a piercing scream as she was penetrated once again. Making sure that his entire length was buried up her fuck tube, he growled, "Let's see your tits!" His big hands gripped her tunic and easily ripped it open. The buttons flew through the air and bounced onto the floor as she was exposed. Santa then reached for a toy that was recently completed by the elves. It was a set of skipping ropes that were close by. The wooden handles were brightly painted, and the ends were about half an inch in diameter and rapidly flared out to about three times that size. The little elf's head sagged against Santa's shoulder as he bounced her tight cunt up and down his cock. She was close to unconsciousness as his shaft stretched her hole wide open and her sensitive nipples rubbed over his coarse tunic. She didn't even feel the handle of the skipping ropes being pushed between her ass cheeks, but she screamed loudly when he rammed it into her shithole. Her body stiffened and her eyes shot open as her asshole was stretched, and Santa laughed at her pain. He plunged the wooden dildo in and out of her shitter with the same furious rhythm as his prick pounding up her cunt, and his spunk began to bubble deep in his balls.
Fuck! I'm going to come!
He gasped, ramming his cock up her front hole. Again with the front hole. The little elf squirmed and bucked as she was double-fucked, and she cried out as her cunt was suddenly full of thick, hot spunk. He blasted four powerful spurts of semen against her little cervix before pulling her firmly down and letting the rest of his cum ooze out of the twitching shaft. The elf gasped as the thick wooden handle was pulled out of her back hole, and Santa lifted it to his nose and inhaled heavily. Oh, yeah, he sighed appreciatively. I like the smell of your shitter. The next time I feel horny, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. Well, the elf looked horrified as he gripped the neck of her tunic and lifted her off his cock with a loud plop. The spunk ran out of her open hole as he dropped her onto the floor, where she squirmed and moaned. Then Santa bellowed loudly, "Right, you little fuckers! Time to get back to work! We only have a few more hours before we have to leave, and you better have everything ready in time!" And that's what happens up at the North Pole every Christmas Eve. The end. There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for December 22nd, 2009. Gotta say thanks to AdamandEve.com for sponsoring the stupidity. Now, there's no way you jerked off to that story, so Adam and Eve wants to help you get off properly. Just by using coupon code FREAK at checkout, you can save 50% off just about any item. So say like you want the super head honcho masturbator. for $28. At checkout, you enter coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Now it's going to cost you only $14 for a masturbator. A masturbator that won Sex Toy of the Year from Talk Sex with Sue Johansson. You know that old broad that gives advice?
Right.
So just take the head in your mouth, okay? And then you drool. And you allow saliva to flow down the shaft of his penis. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's all lubricated. And then you grip it with your hand, and you coordinate head-hand movements.
Yes, that's Sue Johansson, you dirty old broad. Here she is actually talking about the head honcho.
And it's called the head honcho.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
This is it. And it is silicone. And it is soft and flexible. It's got an opening in the bottom there. And he just tucks his penis inside the opening. That stretches a long way. So if he's big, it'll still fit. And then he will be able to masturbate with the head honcho on. And that feels very much like oral sexual stimulation.
Hey, if it's good enough for grandma, it's good enough for my cock, right? So yeah, 50% off just about any item. In addition to that, you're going to get free shipping, plus 3 free DVDs and a special gift. Again, all you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at adamandeve.com. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Got an extended show for Sideshow Freaks today, and I'll be doing a video cast probably on Wednesday. And don't forget, I've got a weekend program as well. So even though we're only doing 3 shows this week, I will be back with a weekend program. And don't forget, I know you guys are probably sick of hearing it, but I do have to mention lifetime memberships are available until tomorrow, Wednesday. So now is the time to act. You can sign up for a lifetime membership over there at superfreaksideshow.com. If you want to upgrade your membership or gift one for Christmas, email me. If you email me right now, I'll be able to help you out, and it makes a wonderful Christmas gift for fellow freaks. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, cops are hunting a pervert who smells a supermarket worker's ass at least 20 times. Okay. The bespectacled man, who is around 40 years old, repeatedly snuck up behind a 20-year-old employee on consecutive weekends. Closed-circuit television footage shows the 5-foot-9-inch balding ginger weirdo. God. All right. Very descriptive. Yes, the balding ginger weirdo pretending to pick items off of shelves before crouching behind the shelf stacker. With his face near the victim's ass, he seems to be taking a sniff.
It's just a fun thing.
All right. And once got so close, his nose touched the man.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
The unnamed worker of Plymouth, Devon, said, "I thought it was all a bit strange." No shit. "I was shocked and I couldn't believe he was in the aisle for that long." It's because your ass smelled so good. Cops are asking for witnesses to the October 31st and November 7th attacks. Detective Steve White said it's a bizarre incident. The shop was full of people. Someone must have seen the man. Yeah, that's someone you wouldn't forget seeing. A dude crouched down inhaling someone else's asshole. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from New Zealand. The prominent comedian facing a child sex charge denies the allegation and will fight to clear his name, says a close friend. The defendant, who has name suppression, and, you know, I guess that he may be a prominent comedian over there in New Zealand. I doubt we know who he is. But anyways, he was bailed to the friend's home after appearing before Auckland District Court on Tuesday. He's charged with unlawful sexual connection with a child under 12, understood to be his daughter. What the hell happened? Well, the friend said he was drawn into the situation when the comedian arrived at his house at 4:30 a.m. on December 10th, soon after the alleged offending. The defendant had been out and had a few drinks in him. Oh, he's a drunk pedophile. I see. You know how there are, like, quiet, mild-mannered guys, but when you get a few drinks in them, they turn into complete assholes? You know, they're angry drunks. Just like there are straight guys who all of a sudden become bi-curious once they're drunk. This is the same type of thing. I'm not a fucking fruit or anything, but isn't it hot when guys wear pink panties and you see their rock-hard cock pushing through them?
What? No, that's not hot at all. And you're gay. Have another screwdriver there, Twinkle Toes. This is the same type of situation. You get a few drinks in the guy, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'd fuck my kid. No problem. I don't agree with that at all, but... All right, the defendant had been out and had a few drinks in him, said the friend, who met the comedian through work and mutual associates. The comedian had returned to the house he shared with his partner and went into their bedroom without realizing his daughter was sleeping with her mom. The next thing he knows is when he wakes up and his partner is yelling, "What the hell are you doing?" He got the shock of his life and went, "Oh my God, I was fingering my daughter. Oh shit." He got the shock of his life and went, "Oh God." His wife or girlfriend, whoever she is, kicked him out of the bedroom and the house and then called the cops. Friend said the comedian was devastated and particularly upset his partner didn't give him the chance to explain himself before calling the police. The friend said the couple's relationship was going through a rocky patch. No doubt. Other associates were standing by the comedian. One, here's the thing. It's nice to have supportive friends, but if I was a pedophile, that's not something I would discuss with my friends. I wouldn't let anyone know that. So how would his friends know all the sick shit he may be into? You know what I mean?
I can't control my horny level. Would you like to take me in your mouth?
All right, calm down, Chris Hansen. That's how I'm going to start introducing myself. Hi, I'm Tim. Would you like to take me in your mouth? I just love that this guy, like, crawled into bed. It was dark in there. And he's, like, wanting to get frisky with his wife. So he reaches over, tries to finger her cunt. Oh, honey, your pussy's a lot tighter. You've been doing your Kegels, haven't you? Daddy! Ow!
Maybe you will bleed a lot for the first time.
Maybe, with those goddamn sausage fingers. You better believe she'll be in pain. All right, the comedian's partner refused to comment in detail yesterday. Quote, "I don't want to talk. There are children involved. Please respect our privacy as if it was one of your own children involved here." There you go. Finally today... Not sure if this is a Distorted View update or not, but the story sounds a little familiar. A woman is facing jail time for breaching her sex noise court order. The woman was given an antisocial behavior order for having noisy sex with her husband and is now facing jail for breaching it after 5 days. Neighbors made 250 complaints and 23 tapes of Carolyn Cartwright, 48, moaning and screaming before magistrates banned her from making excessive noise last Friday. Is her husband's name Bill?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God. Oh, Bill. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh, Bill.
But police were called after bleary-eyed locals complained she was at it again on Sunday. Cartwright, who claims sex helped her lose 6 stone, said yesterday, "We were making noises for 3 hours this morning. I can't stop making noises during sex. It's unnatural. I'll appeal." Jobless Cartwright, married to factory worker Steve, 46, for 24 years, has been warned she faces 5 years in jail for the loud sex. Police said Cartwright of Washington, Tyne, and Ware, I have no idea what that means, was charged with breach of an antisocial behavior order and bailed to appear before magistrates in court on Monday. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Oh, she's at it again.
Oh, God!
All right.
I
can't do my show when you're screaming like that. Can you keep it down, please? Guess not. All right. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, freak, speak to me, please.
You get with him, it's Mike in New York. Angry! You got me angry!
What's wrong?
Oh, that celery thing. What the fuck?
Oh.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yes, that celery thing.
Stupid that is. not only do you actually have a computer to sign up for it.
I don't know if we talked about this on a bonus episode or if it was on, for everyone, but the Celery device is an infuriating product for the elderly, where old people can now Twitter by writing out their tweets on a piece of paper and then faxing them in, and then someone transcribes them and posts it on Twitter. Same with like email and stuff like that. It's so stupid. You know what? If you can't figure out how to use email or Twitter, you just shouldn't be allowed to use it. They shouldn't make accommodations for these people.
You have to have a computer to print off the replies to the Twitter. What? Why are they helping old people?
I know. They're part of the problem. They're like Nazi sympathizers. They weren't Nazis per se, but they sympathized with them.
Read them, not help them. They are taking up resources.
Geriatric sympathizers. Just
we're
as
like
bad as the Nazi
financial
sympathizers.
Fucking meltdown here. And we have to take care of crap.
I know. Calm down. You're going to give yourself a heart attack.
Forget about them. And they die.
Yes, I understand. Look, I feel your pain. I'm just as angry as you.
Hey, Tim. It's Rob from Nashville.
Rob.
I just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah, man. I hope it's going well. But let's get down to brass tacks. I hear you're single.
And ready to mingle.
That's right, baby. You
or
know
at least
where to
get
find
laid. Hey, come on. Whew, getting a little backed up here. No, I'm fine.
What you do, Tim? It's Nick from Wisconsin. I was just thinking, you know how those shock sites, like One Man, One Jar, and Two
yes.
Girls, One Cup, get tons of publicity and everybody knows about them?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking you should make a new website called One Man, One Finger and put Scott Taylor's video on there and then, like, surround it with review ads.
Yes, that would make a great Christmas gift. I'm having a problem. The name of the movie that Scott Taylor is featured in is My Masters, right? But I don't want to purchase it online because I want the version that Joe was telling me about. I don't know if it's a separate disc, like a 2-DVD collector's edition of My Masters, and the bonus disc had Scott Taylor. I can't remember how I got that audio, or if it was just like an extra feature on the DVD. It might have been that, but I don't know. So if anyone can find that DVD, you know, whatever, that'd make a great Christmas gift. I have a problem spending fucking $60. I don't know how much it is, but porn is like $50, $60. And not getting the right version. But, you know, if someone else buys it for me, that'd be fine.
Hey, Tim, this is Kevin.
Yes, I would definitely get that video and post it online somewhere.
Hey, Tim, this is Kevin, a Sideshow Freak from Virginia. This is my first time calling in, and I just have to say I'm listening to the December 17th show. And I just heard the Christmas carol that Pan sent in, and I have to say, holy shit, I have hated every single voicemail Pan has sent in except for that wonderful Christmas carol he
yeah,
just sent in.
That really wasn't that bad.
Love the show. Jagu.
His beautiful monkey voice.
Hey, Jagu, Tim. It's Smiley from Illinois.
Hi, Smiley.
Just thought I'd let you know I've been spreading the STDs where I work.
Good.
Right in Jagu on all the lamps, you know, and the dust and everything. But
nice.
It's starting to become kind of a pain in the ass explaining to everybody what it means. I don't know, some people think it's some kind of a racial slur.
Yeah, that is the problem we've always had with Jagu, because it does kind of sound like it could be a racial slur, which, you know, I find funny.
Anyway, if you happen to get on them t-shirts or hoodies or
I need it. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. Didn't I have another New Year's resolution too? I already forgot it.
Hey, Jagu, Tim.
Oops.
Smiley.
Try that again.
Hey, Tim. I swear I'll quit calling. I know this is the third message. I'm not going to abuse the privilege like other people, but
oh, well, see, now I didn't play the other two because you called like right in a row, three times in a row. So I'm playing your last one here.
Message. I'm not going to abuse the privilege.
This better
like
be good.
People, but just was watching some of the 9/11 footage, and I'll tell you what.
It's already starting
shoes,
off pretty well.
Christmas Shoes, absolutely fantastic film compared to the 9/11 footage. Possibly one of the greatest films I've ever watched.
I don't know.
So yeah, I just feel kind of like an asshole after saying that. So I don't know, maybe just get rid of all my messages together because they're not very entertaining anyway, so.
Wow, okay, great. Right, so we're not missing much. Fantastic.
Hey, Sam, it's Matt in Kansas. I just thought I'd call in and let you know that the Legend of Zelda is a sign of the devil, with
yeah.
the Triforce as simply being a distorted view of a pentagram.
Yes.
And the roar in the next room, a very demon who wants your soul. Mm. Do you decide?
Do you remember when there was a minor controversy when the original Legend of Zelda came out? Because I think the third dungeon, I think it was the second or third dungeon, if you got the map, it looked like an inverted swastika or something like that.
Fight that demon? Do
like
you?
That was the rooms you could go into.
Search the dungeon for the
mapped out to be like a swastika.
In the end.
So, Zelda is Jew-hating and Christian-hating.
Hey, spiral ham fucker. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but Tiger Woods was on an episode of Hard Copy. And Weird Al did a dabba-dabba-dabba.
Is Hard Copy still around?
Now.
Like a current affair?
Now.
All right. And finally today.
Hello, Mr. Henson. This is the seldom turd of shit calling in with a quick observation.
Oh.
I'm glad to see one of our favorite Utahs. BB is taking a break, and Dan from Texas is taking a break. I'm glad the retarded minds think alike. Fuck you, Dan from Texas. You fucking turd of shit.
Look, he's not calling in. There's no need to bash him. He's doing what everyone wanted him to do, and that is to chill out for a while. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD-EGENIAGANG.
Oh, damn! Ah! Ah!
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye! Bye.
A building fire by a building fired by Donald Trump catch a building owned by Donald Trump.
Shut your goddamn ass up.